This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Berkey.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. Hour number two. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, I was reading a post on the internet yesterday about branches of trees drooping at night. And I know, you know, during the day, I can be tense and when I go to sleep, you know, I relax and my limbs relax. And it looks like the new research suggests that trees do the same thing. As, you know, in the nighttime, the trees, the limbs droop a little bit and they relax a little bit. So maybe trees have the same kind of internal rhythm or something similar or akin to what we have when we sleep. Have you heard of that?
No. Tell me more.
Okay. Well, it's saying that plant cells have rigid cell walls made of cellulose, and that helps give them structure. But inside each cell, there's fluid that helps maintain pressure, so the limbs and plants and trees can keep their shape. But as the internal pressure changes, the limbs or the cells can change shape, and on a scale of the trees and branches, it can lead to considerable change in movement. And the post goes on to say that many plants, including trees, angle their leaves toward the sunlight throughout the day with the help of this effect. And at night, without sunlight, the energy needed to do this is no longer generated, so the pressure inside the cells may drop and the tree limbs may droop or drop to what's called a resting position.
So without the sunlight. Call it again so I can find out more about it. This is interesting.
Well, I'll post it USA Prepares page number one in just a second, okay? Or we come into the next break. But it's called Trees Go to Sleep at Night Too. DailyMail.com in the science section.
There is a woman up in UBC. She's a forester that has proposed that the forest has a mother tree, just like in the movie Avatar, and that it uses the mycorrhizae to set out warnings if there's going to be, lightning, fire, that kind of thing. And it warns the smaller trees. You'll notice always whenever you're in a forest, there's one tree that's larger than all the rest of them. That's generally called the mother tree. It's the oldest tree, and there's, you know, all kinds of things like mycorrhizae that are setting up a network of communication between them all. It's really interesting, this woman, the way she has a video out on it.
Yeah, and, you know, every once in a while we'll have to cut down a tree. It's in the wrong place or something. We really don't like doing that, cutting a live tree. And I wonder, do they feel pain? Do they cry out, you know, when they encounter that sharp chisel of the chainsaw? Do they? Or when they are cut down with an axe, do they actually cry out in pain? Do we know any of that, Rick? Do we have a feel for
it? Baxter, back in the 70s, said that trees and leaves and plants had responded to things. I've seen things like Mozart being played where the actual growth pattern is better because of the music. That's the same thing with chickens. Now, there's something else going on there that we don't understand. That's one thing. Baxter's thing, when he wrote that book, Secret Life of Plants, the error that he made was that when he put those, galvanic skin response is what he was doing, trying to see if the cell salts were migrating in such a manner that the plant was trying to communicate. It was all very weird. It turned out his data was worthless because what he needed to do was change the polarity on the leaf every half a minute. That's what we found gave a more accurate reading. If you have a electrode on plants, there will be a grain migration of drift on molecules. It happens. So, you know, I don't know if plants are conscious. There is, like, a resonance thing where it's a type of awareness, but not what we would call Turing. I don't know.
Rick, if in the same line of thought, if we were going to build a greenhouse, and that's something that I need to do, and let's say we were going to build not just a hoop house or plastic hoops with plastic semi-translucent or translucent sheathing over these hoops. Let's say we're going to build a real greenhouse with glass. Is there a color or colors that we should paint the inside of the greenhouse to encourage growth of most plants that we're trying to start and maybe keep alive all year? Let's say I'm in Missouri. Let's say I'd like to have some dwarf lemons and dwarf orange and dwarf grapefruit trees in a greenhouse. Is there a color that we should paint the surrounding surfaces that, not the glass, but the other surfaces in order to encourage plant growth?
Those studies have been done. Inconclusive, mm-hmm. But what it has to do with each plant absorbs light differently. And that's why today in your greenhouses, they use LEDs where they're band specific for a given plant so that they're not using a whole full spectrum of light, but just what that plant best absorbs, broccoli being different than celery or something. I know about inside the greenhouse. Mine's green because it filters out certain light. Whatever color you use, if it's an absorption thing, like the material, so that light is going through it, it will absorb that bandwidth, and that plant will not get the full amount of that specific bandwidth of light. And it might be important. I don't know. The studies are inconclusive, and everybody's got a different opinion about it, having to do with,
One of the things that we were talking about offering to our USA Prepares worldwide broadcast classroom is LED lighting, for emergency lighting, and which could be turned into permanent lighting, 12-volt lighting for homes and businesses and so forth. The way we have in our kitchen, and you've seen the prototype that I've got running. It's been running for a couple of years now in our kitchen, which is, running on 12 volts and it's been running flawlessly for a couple of years. I'm thinking as we say this, maybe we should offer a kit where we can, if we want to experiment, a very low-cost kit where we could experiment with overhead lighting. So, for example, we have a countertop in our laundry area, and we start our plants there, from seeds. And I'm wondering if we should use a green or red or yellow or white or a combination thereof. And we can, with a simple throw of a switch, we can mix colors. We can mix those colors from RGB and turn them into whatever we want. Do you think
Yeah, when you color various rooms with different colors, it will affect your consciousness. Blue is very relaxing. Green is health or healing promoting. There's different kinds of colors that are used. Yellow is generally to stimulate intellect and cause you to think rather than relax like blue. And so choices on that for why you would paint something one color over others, that's kind of important, and why you would paint your house outside. You know, I don't understand the colors and why people do that, like automobiles. I'm more, I don't know, eco, where I want to make it not camouflaged, but somehow look like it belongs there in the woods, rather than it sticks out as a square thing in nature.
Okay, I'm just the opposite, Rick. I drive a white. Well, here's why. I drive a white pickup truck because I want to make sure that those are around me see and go, I'm not going to crash into that because I can see that.
Well, that's why cabs are painted yellow. You know, they're easy to find and easy to spot.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's why they do that, yes.
Yeah. Okay, Rick, deep space. If we were going to travel in space, and we decided that it's too hard to bend space-time and bring that distant object on the other side to us, just bend space-time and bring it to us, and that way we don't have to go there because it was bringing it to us. Let's say we wanted to travel in deep space. What do you think about suspended animation? Do you think that we're getting close to that, or do you think that, you know, we can't do it for, you know, lengthy, normal, you know,
you mean like anti-gravity?
Animated suspension, where we actually suspend our lives, maybe breathe at 1/100, you know, the normal
frequency. Slow down where you
stasis.
That's, you know, the theme of most science fiction on how we'll travel from one star to another. We have to do it in some kind of suspended animation, you know.
Do you think that we'll be able to do that, or do you think that that's just a science fiction?
Oh, no. I'm sure we're already doing that with specific organs. So, you know, it's only, yes, I think I don't think we have that technology yet. You can do that with meditation. You can slow yourself way down, heart rate, pulse, respiration, to the point where it would appear as if you're asleep, and you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that when I was in a dentist chair, and several weeks ago, and I was looking for those grips that you grab onto and you you hold on and for dear life, and they didn't have them. So I just kind of put myself into a deep, relaxed state, and it was over before I knew it. It was great. So, yeah, you actually can. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, can you tell us about what you're working on when we come back, your latest adventures?
Sure.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed world, my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, what are you up to lately? What are your latest adventures?
Today I'm writing on time travel and how it relates to cavitation processes. This is for The Sovereign. It's a skateboard magazine out of New York City. I've been doing this now maybe with them for almost 4 years.
Okay, and when do you think
you know what I'm doing right
published
at the moment? I mean, you know, writing an article. Yesterday I did a business plan for Glendale, and which is a town nearby. They're, you know, have this beautiful piece of acreage up high in the mountains, and they want to do something with it, so I did a business plan of some projects that they could do that might make that property barterable and things like that, where they're doing something for the local community.
I remember writing business plans back in the 1980s. It took me like a month.
Yeah, high boilerplate. I've been doing them for so long. They have a size, a structure, and I've pretty much written on all the different kinds of things. And so what I do is I select which ones are, you know, best for this piece of property, that kind of thing.
Okay. Rick, there's a test of this engine, and it's a hypersonic Mach 7 engine. And they're saying it can bring high-speed air travel, a massive step closer to reality. And here's my question. You know, I can't understand traveling at 55 miles an hour. There aren't many G-forces on us, and everything's comfortable, and we can relax. And, you know, and driving a car or truck, train travel, maybe go a little faster. But we're at seven times the speed of sound, which is 1,100 feet per second, roughly. Do you think that that could be dangerous to us, the acceleration and the deceleration? I mean, I don't know what's so important about traveling so fast. Why do we have to do that?
Well, right, people are in a hurry. there is a thing called supercavitation that is different than cavitation. The Russians have it where they are able to shoot a torpedo at, the four times the speed of sound. How do they do that in water?
Mm. Yes, it's hard to go.
Okay, how they do that is that they create a ball around the torpedo as a cavitation, and the torpedo is falling in air, not water.
Yeah, because from what I understand is in ships and boats, there's something called the hull speed. And
that's right. It had to be the length of the bow of the ship determined how fast that vehicle could travel. That's correct.
Right. So almost no matter what you do, applying more horsepower, more propeller, it's tough to get past the hull speed of that particular vessel.
You can't do it. That's why racing was an art form where you're balancing, your sail, trying to keep it at maximum so that you're being most efficient and able to, get the maximum speed in racing with sailing. That art form is changing, and there are different kinds of sailing now that is different than when I was a kid. And so these are areas that I don't understand, but are new developments and everything.
When I was a teenager, there was this new development in boats called hydroplanes, and these things were almost like a spoon, the bottom of a spoon with a propeller at the back. And when they start out, they would rise higher and higher and higher, and there would be less of the bottom of this racing boat shape, if you will, that contacted the water. And pretty soon, you had just maybe a foot of the back of the boat and the propeller in the water, and that was it. And they were extremely fast. It was almost like the propeller was the only thing in the water. And that's how I think they achieved very fast speeds without having the limitation of the hull speed. Rick, when we come back, so many things I'd like to talk about, and one of them is that Apple Computer is hiring people in the technology area of wireless charging. They want to use high-frequency sound and maybe even microwaves to charge wireless devices.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Rick, we were talking about wireless charging, and Apple Computer has hired some new technical people to pursue wireless charging. So, you know, why plug in your watch? Why plug in your smartphone? Why plug in that bracelet that monitors your activity and so forth when you can charge it wirelessly? And we're back to that. We talked about this before, originally, we came out absolutely against, you know, wireless charging of devices that use a lot of power, like cell phones. They take an enormous amount of power to charge them, because they radiate a lot of power, and they have to have sufficient power in their batteries in order to transmit these, you know, high levels of microwaves. Well, you and I came out squarely against this wireless charging, but it looks like Apple is looking toward maybe some of the smaller devices that don't use so much power, like a watch, and charge them wirelessly. But I have tremendous concerns about going into an environment like a jewelry store. Let's say you go into a jewelry store and they've got all these watches charging, and you're in there and you go, wow, it's like 50 watches all being charged at the same time, and then they have Wi-Fi, and then they have their cell phones, and they have their wireless cameras, and it goes on and on. Are you as concerned as I am about these kinds of technologies, over-the-air transmissions of power now, not only communication waves, but power?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, what's going to happen is that we're going to get more radiation. I mean, you know, that is radiating out to be picked up by, some device so that it can charge it up. What do you think that's going to do to you?
That's my concern. And that's why...
Well, you know, there it is. You've got a portion of that radiation. That's why going wireless like we have has not been a very good thing to do. It's like cell towers everywhere. It's going to, cause some kinds of dosimetry, for sure. That means some of those bandwidths have absorption ratios with the body. You can count on it.
We've got Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle Harris.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've got a rabbit hole, Vince, just for a little bit that's about the size of one of your cows, but... I've got a question for Rick. I was wondering if he had heard about the CERN scientist who wrote the paper that said something along the lines of, we've done something we should never have done, and then disappeared.
I have no idea what's going on over there. I hear all kinds of weird rumors. Because, of course, what they're trying to do is create a singulate. Now, that's a black hole. And a black hole doesn't go away, and it, like, you create a door going from someplace to someplace else. And it gets bigger because it consumes. It's like moving information from one universe to a different one. And, I don't know what that all means. It's like when we've detonated our first nuclear weapon in the atmosphere, the big concern was, were we going to ignite the atmosphere and cause a firestorm? That was a main concern when we first detonated a nuclear weapon. I can well imagine this is way, way more serious.
Do you think it's something along the lines of opening a portal between two different universes, or how do you...
Wherever there's a black hole, there's going to be a white hole at the other end. That's the concept of cavitation, the very thing I'm going to be writing about. But like me, when I start writing these things, I have no idea where I'm really going to go because I follow my instincts. And my guess is that will become the new model for most of all the different forms of physics that we have right now will be around cavitation, probably.
So they said, that's okay. Go ahead, Ben.
I was going to add that in the 1990s, I met a gentleman by the name of Al Bielek. And Al Bielek claims that, and he and Mrs. Finelli and I had a discussion, just the three of us, for about a half an hour in Indianapolis. And he mentioned that he was involved in the Philadelphia experiment in 1943. And at the time, I believe he was in his 80s when he and I chatted in the 1990s. With Mrs. Finelli. And he said that the project was to make a U.S. Navy ship invisible during World War II so that if the ship were invisible, the enemy couldn't see it and attempt to sink it. And he said that they had Albert Einstein was involved, and Nikola Tesla, and some Robert von Neumann, and some others, and they had an accident. And they left a hole in time, and through which this hole came the crash at Roswell. So there were unidentified flying objects that came in through this hole in time. Rick, have you heard of any discussion like that?
Well, yes, there's lots of modern myths out there on the Philadelphia experiment. It was a camouflaging event on the East Coast. Dr. Carl Schleicher was the one that handled that. I heard that it had blended certain molecules where they had fused together, including a couple of crewmen, and got killed because of it.
That's what Al Bielek told me, exactly that. He said in this accident they had, the crewmen were fused, melted, if you will, into the deck of the ship, and they were using Tesla coils with diesel generators to make this happen. And they did have an accident, and did leave a hole in time. And he said he was there, he was part of the experiment.
Well, I know nothing about that. I never did that study, so yeah, it was an East Coast one that Carl did. So there are speculative papers out there. Camouflaging back then was to use a radar thing that bent around an object. Now, that was a long time ago, and today they do it with liquid crystals. They can actually paint a surface now and be able to do a holographic projection on it. Just like a shapeshifter or something, yeah.
So, Rick, do you think that that TR-3B aircraft that they show, there's people that have photographed them on YouTube and different things where they have it's a big triangle-looking aircraft, and it has a small kind of a light thing in the middle of it. And then in one of the YouTube videos, it shows them that the light goes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and then all of a sudden there's a flash, and the aircraft disappears. Do you think that is along those same lines, or do you think they're actually being able to transport through time or something?
You're getting real speculative here. I don't know. Let's start there. I watch lots of sci-fi. That's a good place to start, trying to figure out how it might work. Lockheed now has a teleportation laser that now will not require encryption, where they can drop the information from one point to another without it going through normal space where you can hijack it. That is a new development. It's been in the media. I had it posted on my Facebook. You can look at it. It's called Lockheed Teleportation Laser. You can find that. It was a new device that's used probably to trigger a new weapon that they haven't disclosed to anybody yet. Fusion bomb. I don't know. What I do know is that we do have magnetic monopoles, and Boeing is doing that now and has a type of, it's not super cavitation like the Chinese are doing, but it's like that. And there is a way that you can, by using gravity, slip through space faster and with inertialess.
Wow.
Well, Rick, you're bending space. That's what it is. And it's presuming that space is curved in the beginning anyway.
Okay. Rick, would you do me a favor, because you're about the smartest guy I know?
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I just have read a lot, and it was always sci-fi.
I don't know very many people, Rick, but I was going to ask you, would you look at those videos on YouTube of the TR-3B, and then next week maybe tell me what you think?
TR-3B? Yeah.
Yeah, TR-3B. You just punch that in on YouTube, and it'll come right up. Okay. But anyway, that's all I had, Vince. I'll let you continue on with things. This is a great program. I always enjoy hearing Rick. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I enjoy Rick too, and you know, we get a lot of comments here at the farm about Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and everybody loves Rick, really. So I want to thank you for being with us, Rick. Kyle, thank you for joining in today.
You bet.
So Rick. Skunkworks. Remember that term, skunkworks? Lockheed's skunkworks, where these guys kind of did projects because they were passionate about them, and they were very successful at Lockheed. And
No, I. Yeah. What was the word again?
Skunk. S-K-U-N-K.
Oh, skunk.
Skunkworks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll talk a little bit more about that. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but Mrs. Finelli was in charge of some programming at Lockheed Missiles and Space many years ago.
What?
Yeah, she was in charge of a programming team at Lockheed Missiles and Space. We'll be right back.
What?
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
That's Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. DocRam.com, DocRam.com, as in Dr. DOC, Richard Allen Miller, Ram, DocRam.com. Quick update on the USA Prepares Most Wanted poll. You can get to that at USAPrepares.com. Click on the Contact tab. It'll take you down to a couple drop-down choices, and you can select USA Prepares Most Wanted poll. And I just want to give you the results so far. And please visit this poll and let us know what you'd like first. So, Ty, right now, LED lighting strips at 40%. Colloidal silver generation kit at 40% and radiation detection kit at 20%. So of the six choices, the three that are dominating are the LED lighting strips as a kit, the colloidal silver generator kit, and the radiation detection kit. So, you know, while others are talking about it, you know, they may be talk radio, we are do radio. As Miles in Europe calls us, we are do radio. Skunkworks. This is from Wikipedia, and it says Skunkworks is an official alias for Lockheed Martin's Advanced Development Programs. They call it ADP, Advanced Development Programs, formerly called Lockheed Advanced Development Projects. Skunkworks is responsible for a number of famous aircraft designs, including the U-2, the Lockheed SR-71 Blackbird, Lockheed F-117 Nighthawk, and the Lockheed Martin F-22 Raptor. And the name Skunk Works was taken from the Moonshine Factory in the little in the comic strip Little Abner. And now, currently, the term Skunk Works, one or two words, either Skunk Works, two words, or Skunk Works, one word, is widely used in business, engineering, and technical fields to describe a group within an organization given a high degree of autonomy and unhampered by bureaucracy, tasked with working on advanced or secret projects. And I can tell you, Rick, when I was in the banking industry, credit card banking, I was the head of Skunk Works.
Huh.
They didn't call it that, but they left me alone. They didn't give me a job description. They just said, we've got this problem. Can you do something? Can you fix this problem? They literally left me alone, you know, compared to everybody else. Rick, we've got Tom in Baltimore. Welcome, Tom.
Great show, as always.
is, quick question for the doctor, though. Relative to the teleportation laser, you're talking about the phenomenon that they discovered they can transport the information locally, not bridge any gap or any distance whatsoever, right?
Yes, it's kind of like that, yes, where it's a local from one point to the next. Yes.
Right, yeah, because I hear that and think, yeah, okay, we can do, you know, great distances in space and teleport all kinds of things, when in fact it's really not all that exotic when you break it down, right?
Well, it means that it's no need for encryption because somebody can't hijack it between here and there.
And in fact, you can have something, you know, a bit of information in two places at one time. It's that kind of spooky effect that Einstein talked about. So it's a great thing that you brought up. I'm glad more people can hear about it.
Well, I don't understand the process precisely because I haven't been involved in it. I just noted it, found it interesting that they're trying. It was originally done to have a better system of privacy in communication.
Well, you're right, and Einstein was too, relative to light. It's so fast, it's there, and really, you know, it's kind of in two places at one time.
Tom, thank you. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you. Dr. Richard Ellen Miller, hey, thanks for being with us. And you know what you're talking about, this laser communication technology. You know, we built that at a science fair. I built it in the 1960s. But not with a laser.
No,
I'm talking about the very, very elementary concept of that. And it can be done. You can send analog easily from point A to point B with just a light bulb and a modulator. Doc Ram, thanks so much. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad.